Today's the day that we get motivated. Ain't afraid to bear my soul, ain't afraid to walk on coals. I ain't gonna tell no lies, I ain't gonna apologize. Can't stop me now. Hello everybody, this is Enzo, Race Driver Coach Showtime. I'm doing it on Thursdays most of the times now because the eSports is on Mondays. It's a bit too much to get it all in, so I just thought I'd do it now because I've got to get it in somehow, haven't I? I've got to talk to all you beautiful people that are out there trying to do something with their lives, which is brilliant in theory, but guess what's happening? A lot of you out there are spending this time. Like in the last video, I talked about COVID time. You're spending this period, this isolation period, distracting yourself, wondering what to do, bored, not knowing how to improve yourself, not having anything to do, so no one's pushing you, the coach isn't there. So you're just kind of swimming, doing nothing, and just waiting for life to carry on. Well, this is okay for people that don't really want to do great things in their life. If they're just on furlough, you know, they've got the government paying them and they want to do as little as possible but still get their 80% paid, like some countries are doing, UK, America are doing it as well. It's fine, it's no problem. But if you're coming to these videos, you're coming to these videos to improve yourself, to be better than the average, to be a better you, so you can kick the ass of who you were yesterday or to get back on that horse. So for you, you've taken that, basically, that oath to say, I'm going to do this with my life. You don't get the luxury to spend your life distracting yourself, waiting for the world to throw you something so then you react. For you, you've got to be a leader. You've got to spot this moment you're in right now and say, how can I use this time to pull away from my competition? How can I use this time to better myself in a way that no one else is? How can I get this golden gift of a few months at home to make sure that I am the best, whatever it is you want to achieve, person, driver, business person, to be the best when things do get back to normal? This isn't just about opportunity, like I talked about last time. This is you being motivated to get off your backside and use these hours because you're never going to get them again. Over Christmas period, you probably get 2 weeks or 2 months off and it's great, but you use that to relax and you start the year all motivated. But this is different. Now, you are the person that can advance in more ways than you've ever done before because you're allowed to. You're allowed to stay at home and improve your game. If you want to improve your mindset, your mental skills, then you've got about 1,000 different exercises you can do on that at home. You can learn meditation. You can learn how to visualize things so you can make things happen a bit better and anticipate what's going to happen and use that part of the brain. You can learn how to basically access all the different emotions you want. If you want to be motivated, for example, this is what we're talking about today. If you wake up, you haven't really got the motivation to do something that you know you should do, perfect. You don't have to feel bad about it. You say, okay, I've woke up. I'm not really motivated. This is the perfect time for me to switch on motivation when I want to be motivated. Not through anything external, but purely internal. How can I start to work my mind so I can switch whatever emotion I want on whenever I want it on? And if motivation is something that you're struggling with right now, then I bet you you're focusing on something that doesn't really allow you to be motivated. Let's just pretend that in the brain, there's this little box and it's got motivation inside it. It's got all the different emotions. You've got all the different boxes with different emotions in. And you want to access the box that's got motivation inside. But to do that, you have to tell the mind to go and get it. You do that by saying, okay, how would I have to think, or what would I have to focus on if I wanted to be motivated? Would I have to focus on the painful things that's going to happen again if I don't get my ass into gear? Or do I have to focus on what I really want to achieve? and then see the kind of people that have done it in the past and how they worked and get motivated that way. How about my body? How do I have to hold myself? What's my face have to look like? What's my breathing have to look like if I want that box to open and for the brain to go, okay, I can see which emotion you want. You want motivation. Motivation is like any other emotion. If you're wanting to get pumped to do something, and you know, people will say motivation is a myth. You shouldn't really be chasing it. I've probably said similar things before. But at the end of the day, if you know you've got to do a task, but you're not quite feeling in the mood, then you need the mental skill, conscious mental skill, not subconscious, but the conscious mental skill of how to access that emotion. So then you take the action. It's your fuel. Now, there's going to be certain things that really do fuel you. I want you to use them. Every single time you're in a low mental state, so you're not really motivated, can't be bothered today, use it as a challenge. Say, okay, I want to find out how best I can get into motivation. If that is music, if it is YouTube videos, then fine. That can work for a while, of course, but if it works, do it. I would prefer you to do these kind of quick fixes, which people with, anyone with a psychology degree or they work on that field will say it's not really the best way. It's a quick fix. It's not long term. I prefer you to do quick fixes that get your ass moving and get you towards what you want in life than not do anything at all and just sit there and meditate and think that you're going to be good one day and everything's fine. How about when you've got to do something, you get yourself into the right mental state and you go and bloody do it. It doesn't matter if it's a quick fix. There's 1,000 different ways that you can get yourself to act, but I want you to find out yours. And I think maybe if you clicked on this video or listened to this, if you're on the podcast, I bet you're kind of thinking, oh, how to be motivated. I need that. So I know that most of the time in this video, I'm going to be talking to people that are struggling with lack of motivation. Now, if we were to have a call, right? I speak to you. We talk about your goals. I tell you stories about different people and how they got it. I ask you, what did you do yesterday? I ask you, how much does this goal mean to you? What happens if you don't achieve it? Do you realize that you are in control of your destiny right now through every single action? You're taking a route. And I'm afraid it's not going very good. So I start to implant fear in you. I bet you get off that call, you'll be pumped. You start doing things. But you don't need me. All I do when I'm working with somebody who needs motivation is I tickle a bit of pain. I get that into their mind. So I tell them what's actually happening and come on, guy, wake up. I give them a bit of pleasure, what they'll get if they do actually take action. We'll start to make things feel, I'll start to talk in a way that makes them feel pumped, build them up, show them or talk to them about times where they did do it. How did you do it? And all of a sudden, they start to feel good. But again, you don't need to do that. You can do all of this yourself. I want you to not be the yo-yo motivation where you only act when you actually need to. Because if you want to be a champion, you've got to act on the days that you don't really feel like it. Because quite often, you'll go through a certain period when you have more of them days than you do the ones when you wake up and you're on fire. And I think you know what I'm saying. So find out what motivates you. Are you motivated by pain, by thinking about things that will happen if you don't act? More than if you're motivated by things that you think about the goal or wouldn't it be great? Or use both. Pain and pleasure, the stick and the carrot, they are there for you to manipulate the mind into taking action. Like people don't pay the bill, do they? That comes through, the electricity bill, it comes through the post, it lands on the mat, and if it just says it's due in a month's time, they're like, oh yeah, whatever. They don't really go, oh, it'd be great if I could just pay that off and it wouldn't be there anymore. No, what they do is they ignore it, then they get another letter saying final demand, pay it now or you're going to court. Oh my God, I got to pay it. That's the pain. The people that are more pleasure orientated and visualize what they want and act that way would have paid it on the first letter, but most people don't. They do it when they get a kick up the ass. You've got to give yourself a kick up the ass on a daily basis. Remind yourself what it is that you're doing, what it is that you want to do, why you're doing it, what's the big goal, and why does it mean so much to you? Visualize it. And on the pain side, you can think about all the people that are actually pulling away from you now because they're training harder, or that you don't want, you're better than so-and-so and I want to show everybody. If you've got a chip on your shoulder, that can be motivating. So there's 1,000 different ways here, and you know that I talk about them quite a lot, but I just want you to find yours. I want you to wake up that motivational and part of you and look in the box, grab it and say, I'm going to be motivated today because I'm going to focus on what needs to be done. I'm going to focus on what happens if I don't bloody do it again and be disgraced with myself. And I'm going to get into the right mental state to do it with my body, with what I'm focusing on. Results speak louder than anything you can say. So if you say, I want to be this world champion, sooner or later, people are going to say, yeah, whatever, I call bullshit. Because you're not really doing anything. You don't look like you work like a world champion. I've read books and studied. This is what they say. I've read books and studied Michael Jordan. And you see how hard he worked every single day. And if somebody come on the court and he was nearly finished in his training session and somebody started training, he'd make sure he stayed on that court until that person had gone. LeBron was the same. Both basketball players, but they had the dedication and look at the rewards they got. It takes that. There's no shortcut. You have to put so many hours in. So I want to make sure that you're doing that now. Even if you have to be creative and think, okay, what can I do now? I'm trapped at home. You can do a sales course. You can start to cold call people even though they're not at work, just to train what it's like to speak to people and try and sell something, sell yourself on the phone. Why not? You do 2 calls a day and you say, right, I'm going to do 2 calls. And in doing that, can you imagine? Let's have a little bit of pain. Can you imagine if you did that in March, every single working day? You did 2 a day because now we're in June. Don't know why I looked at the computer there because it's obvious I'm in June. But that's a long time. All that training that you could have done in that time on certain area that you're struggling with, by now, that weakness would have been a strength. You've already missed it. There's already things you're missing out on now by being lazy. But don't let the future self, your future self in about a month or two, regret this when you're listening to this now and you're saying, you know what, you still didn't do it, you douche. Do it now. Get into the right mindset. Remind yourself what you're doing. I keep saying that, but I mean to say, remind yourself of what you're doing it for and why. Get that fuel. Make sure the body knows by your actions, your facial expression, your breathing. Get your eyes up. If you want to be motivated, you've got to crash through life. You've got to. Every single day, you've got to execute. So be energized. Remind yourself of what happens if it don't. Get disgusted with that. Focus on what you really want. Listen to the music or watch the videos to get you there if you need a quick fix. It's better than nothing, like I say. But you have got to use this time. And yes, I say you've got to. I'm telling you to master your mind and just access whatever emotion you want. Use it as a fitness exercise for the mind. Now I want to be compassionate. What would I have to think if I wanted to be compassionate? How would I hold myself? How would I breathe and talk? The emotion is just there. It's all there. It's a tool. So if you want to be motivated, you pump things up and you get the jobs done. You have a to-do list that makes you grow, advances your career, and you just get into that mindset. In some ways, I don't care how you feel when you wake up. Focus on what needs to be done and execute, and the brain will become addicted to that. I hope this has helped in some way. I've been really random because once again, as normal, I've pressed play and I don't even know what I'm going to say. I mean, record, and I don't even know what I'm going to say. So this has just come out a bit random, but maybe there's just 1 or 2 things in here that will help you. And I hope it does. See you next time. Can't stop.